And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we have a special wine for a special occasion. Actually, a couple of special occasions. Several special occasions, as a matter of fact. And I'll explain what they are in just a little bit. We also have some fine food to pair them with, and my lovely wife, she has prepared a nice little platter here, and I'll show that to you here in just a few moments as well. But first, if you're joining me for the first time or the 149th time, because this is the 149th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is Drink with Rick. It is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes, and they are right here as always. If I can grab them, there they are. But I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them much at all because this show isn't about me. The show is somewhat about the wine. The wine's only a catalyst. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, having a great time, kicking back with our favorite libation, no matter what it is, and just having a great time, bringing people together because that's what wine does. It brings people together. Now, of course, you can drink whatever you want. It doesn't have to be wine. It doesn't say drink wine with Rick. It says drink with Rick. So you can drink wine, water, boba tea, if you'd like. Whiskey, tequila, vodka, whatever you like to drink, it's up to you. This is all up to you. As long as you're here with me and we're drinking with Rick, we're just drinking together and having a great time. That's what this show is about. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. Those are things that tear people about. We have enough of that going off on in the world already. Okay, we don't need more of that cacophony. We want our things that bring people together, bring community together. That's what the show is about. Okay, and of course, if you are wanting to chat with me, you can chat live on our Facebook page. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. Also on Twitch. Twitch is Drink with Rick, the number one. All one word, Drink with Rick one. And on Twitter, Twitter is at Drink with Rick. And of course, on YouTube, YouTube is Drink with Rick, of course. And on the website is, of course, right here, drinkwithrick.com. You can watch there. Of course, we're live right now at drinkwithrick.com. Now, I don't have a chat going on there, but if you click on the post for that live episode that's going on that page or on that post, you'll get a comment box. You can enter your comments, and I will respond in kind. Won't be right away, but it'll be at some point. Of course, you can email me, rick@savoyamedia.com, with your comments, questions, queries, feedback, good or bad, indifferent, whatever. Please be kind. Please be nice. Of course, the podcast goes out Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights, the podcast version of this show. You can hear it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, podcastindex.org, I guess you could call it. And by email, if you click on the little blue button that says by email on the website to subscribe, on the subscribe page, put your email address in, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. This is not for anything else but just getting the podcast. Of course, you can unsubscribe at any time. But please don't, because, it's Drink with Rick. It's the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Let's all have a good time. Okay. I can't think of a good reason to unsubscribe. Can you? Okay, don't answer that. But it's okay, please. And let's go ahead and visit, see who's in the chat right now before we get started. And Nancy and Tom are in the chat on Facebook, and they say, hi, Rick, and hi right back at you. I hope you're both doing very well tonight, Tom and Nancy. And also on, there we go. Just want to make sure I got the opening text there on YouTube, make sure that's working. And on Twitch, wow, we have some great friends in here. We have that Square Guy and CM Cinder and Darcy Stardust. And it's great to see all of you. And the Square Guy says, ready to drink. And CM Sanders says, I'm here. And Square Guy's wishing CM Sanders a happy birthday. Yeah, it is for tomorrow, and it's going to be tomorrow in just, about an hour and 50 minutes here. And we're going to toast her, of course. And there's another event to toast as well, along with CM Sender. And the Square Guy says, I love the music. Well, thank you. The music is called, what is that music called? It's Sweeter Vermouth. That's the name of the music, Sweeter Vermouth. And that is by Kevin MacLeod. And I actually bought the rights for it from him. I didn't have to, but I went ahead and bought them anyway. And I've bought music from Kevin a bit. We've actually connected on sometime years ago when we were playing some games on the iPad. So, and let's see. CM Sender says, sounds like an old cop mystery in here. And that Square Guy says, we just had our weekly boba tea. Oh, you know, I've got to try that. And as a matter of fact, I think she had some boba earlier. She had something else made boba, and she says it's pretty good. Darcy says, yeah, happy birthday for tomorrow, CM Sender. And she says, we just had boba too. It was nice. Yeah. I've got to try it sometime. I really do. But tonight, well, we're going to try this wine here, and we'll see what it tastes like. We'll see how it goes. Let me show you what I have to pair it with tonight. This is what my lovely wife, Chi, made to pair the wine with tonight. Simple setup. We had this for dinner. It was a really nice lasagna. It's getting cold, so I guess I better get to pairing quickly. And we have a couple of cheeses. I think what we have here is some cheddar. That's the Cracker Barrel cheddar. And this is, what is this? Can you refresh my memory, Chi, if you're in the chat now? What is this that we're eating here? I think memory. Memory. I haven't had any wine yet, by the way. I saved it all for the stream. Chi says, you want some wine to go with the lasagna? I said, no, I've got to save it for the stream. Anyway, I think that is the, I don't remember what that is. Oh, it's the, it's not the Toscano. What is that? I don't remember. Chi will remind me. Yes, Darcy says, wow, that's a beautiful, amazing job. You know, she really made this decoration here. And this is edible right here. This is blackberry and strawberry. And this right here is, of course, that looks like an orange rind. And that she opened it up. It's really, really, really nice. So I've been sitting on that too long, haven't I? Okay, so let's take a look at this wine just a minute. Chi says Irish Dubliner. That's it. It's the Irish. Yeah, it's. This is the Irish Dubliner cheese that's right here. So we're going to try that with the wine as well. Okay, thank you, Chi. I appreciate it. I've got a special toast for my lovely wife, Chi, going forward. I do. I'll tell you about it in just a little bit. Okay, and what else do we have going on here? Oh, yes, the wine. I was going to show you the wine. Okay, so this is what we're drinking tonight. This is a Poggio al Cassone. It's a Toscana. It's a 2014. Yes, this is a 2014 wine. So that means it's what, 8 years old? 8 year old wine. And the reason I'm opening up this wine tonight is because it's kind of a special event. I'm going to be toasting some special events. We have a lot of birthdays to toast too, as a matter of fact. And we have this wine that is. Let's see. Let me read this. Oh, it's in Italian on the front. That's what it is on the front. So I'm not going to read that in Italian. This is the back. This is the back of the wine. And it's in Italian, but it's also in English. So I'm going to read the English part. It says, Tenuta Poggio al Cassone. Our Toscana is produced with 80% Sangiovese and 20% Syrah grapes, attentively harvested by hand and selected to give birth to this wine that refines for 12 months in barriques by 225 liters in the cellar of Poggio al Cassone estate, legendary vineyard of the Castellani family. The estate is situated in Crispina, ancient village on the Pisan Hills, just few kilometers from the Tuscan coast. And you can go for info and hospitality in the resort link, because they have a resort there. You can go to PoggioAlcassone.com. They have the Alcassone Resort, I believe. Poggio Alcassone Resort. It is bottled by Castellani, Pontedera, Italy. Imported by Latitude Wines in Danville, California. And there is 13% alcohol by volume, ABV, in the 750 milliliter bottle of wine. It is a red wine product of Italy. So that's what this looks like right here on the front. Nice label. I like the label. It's a nice label on the front. I think so anyway. So that is what we're going to open up. And as a matter of fact, let's just get to opening now because I think the last few weeks I've been going long on some of these intros, and I want to get right to the wine. So let's just go ahead and open the wine up. And the other things we're going to do tonight, if we have time for it, we have a lot of birthdays to toast. We have an anniversary to toast. There's a hint there. There's a hint of what I've been teasing at. Well, this thing doesn't want to open up, does it? I don't have this new one. I have this old one. It's kind of getting dull. Let me try this again. I guess I'll just have to peel it off. And we have some national days, a few national days. Some of them that are actually very interesting. And one that is relevant to what we have to eat here tonight. And, it's another spoiler alert. And let's see. We'll talk a little bit about fame. That's a part two. I started talking about fame last week, but I don't want to go too long on this stuff every night, but I do have a part two on fame, and I think it's important to talk about that sort of thing. We have a film. You can pick the film. You can pick the film you want to see. I have a list of a few films. You can pick the one you want to see, and we'll let you pick the film. Just like the last couple of weeks where you pick the film. This doesn't want to come out, so I'll just – there we go. I should just take it out later, not worry about it. Okay. Try not to dump the wine. Yes, and if you're wondering where the little Meteor mic is, I upgraded to another mic that's up here and not down here. And the main reason is so that I don't spill the wine all over it again, as I've done in the past. I've had some near misses. I'd rather have it up above me. It's harder to spill wine upwards than it is to spill downwards. Okay, and we have the aerator. The aerator is in almost in place. It's in place, I think. Okay, and to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at BuyTwoWayRadios.com. Boy, I hit that one pretty hard. I flicked that one kind of hard. Glad I didn't crack it. Whoa. It's getting a little worse for wear. We've been using this thing on the stream for the last 2 years. It's getting a little worse for wear. Okay, so I'm going to pour just a little bit of this wine in here and set aside for a few moments to let it breathe a little bit. Need my coaster, my drink, official drink with Rick coaster. And while it's breathing, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I went to a few websites looking for the... Here's what happened. I've had this wine. This wine's been sitting back there for a few months. I purchased this 2 or 3 months ago, and it was waiting in the wings to drink because it's 2014. I mean, 2014 vintage. It's almost an 8-year-old wine. I wanted to open it for a special occasion, which tonight is. Now, first of all, every Saturday night is a special occasion for me because I'm here with you. You're here with me. We're here together. That's what's special to me, but this is a kind of a special, special occasion tonight, and I'm glad you're here to share it with me, to share it with all of us. Anyway, back to the wine. So I couldn't remember where I actually bought it because I couldn't find the receipt. Normally, I keep the receipts up here, but I misplaced it, and I couldn't recall exactly where I purchased the wine. So I had to do a little digging, and then I remembered, I think I bought it at Trader Joe's. I think it was Trader Joe's where I got it from, and it was some months ago. So I'm not sure if the pricing is still what it was when I got it for there. So, but I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to take a crack at it. And anyway, I found some information on Vivino, 3.8 stars for this wine. People seem to like the wine, although the 2014 vintage doesn't seem to be the best vintage. They were saying that the 2013 was popular the year before, and the 2011 vintage was among the top percent of all wines in the world. So, and they're saying the 2001 vintage rates better than any other year for this wine. Of course, I don't think we have any more of that around available. And if it was, it would probably be a lot pricier than what I paid for it. Now, I'll tell you that they're saying that the average price is $10 for this bottle of wine. I checked around on Wine Searcher. Wine Searcher had it for, I saw it one place for $14. Don't quote me on that. I don't see it up here on the site now. They don't have any pricing for the 2014 vintage on their site at the moment. They do have it listed. They just don't have any prices for it. And one review, which I didn't read. So I don't know. I went to their site at PoggioAlcassone.com. And really, some interesting information. I'm going to read this. This is coming from their site. The Cassone Toscana IGT, the story. This was the first Sangiovese to be aged in barriques, the first red wine to be blended with non-traditional varieties like Cabernet, and one of the first Chianti reds not to use white grapes. The Cassone is a milestone. It is made from a selection of Sangiovese and Syrah. The wine is aged in barriques for about 12 months and for a further 12 months in the bottles. And that's on their website at PoggioAlcassone.com. The appellation is Toscana IGT. It's in the regions in Tuscany. I did mention the grapes, 80% Sangiovese, 20% Syrah. They say it's 12.5% alcohol by volume. The label says 13. I don't know. We'll see. And it says grilled red meat, lasagna. Oh, wow. Now, this I didn't know. We happen to have lasagna, and I said, we're going to open up this red wine. But according to their website, I'm going to read this. According to their website, it says, our Toscana is produced with Sangiovese and Syrah grapes, attentively harvest by hand and selected to give birth to this wine that refines for 12 months in barrique by 225 liters in the cellar of Poggio Alcassone Estate. It's one of those kind of gray text on a white background, so it's a little bit hard to read here. The description, deep ruby, red, intense notes of strawberries and white pepper laying on a texture of balsamic notes, eucalyptus, and mint. Wow, I hope I can try some of that and taste some of that in here. The refinement in barriques of French oak favors the integration of the aromas, giving a pleasant final touch of wood and leather. And the food pairings are, wait for it, grilled red meat. They spelled it R-E-A-D, grilled red meat. I guess you got to read the meat first. Grilled red meat, lasagna, that's what it says. Grilled red meat, lasagna with rich sauce, serve at room temperature, which is what I am doing tonight, serving with, and it just so happens we have some lasagna to pair it with, so we're going to see how it pairs. Now, CM Sender earlier this evening said, looked at a box of lasagna, and it was spelled L-A-S-A-G-N-E, and she says, I've seen it also as L-A-S-A-G-N-A, so which is it? Did they spell it wrong, or is it correct? Is the E correct? Actually, I believe the E is correct, although I have seen it with the A as well. So, I don't know. What do you all think? E or A for lasagna? And let me check Facebook for just a minute. There we go. All right. We're good. And if I'm sweating a little bit, it's not because I'm nervous. I'm not nervous at all. I'm excited here to be with you, but I'm not nervous at all. 149 episodes in, what's to be nervous about? Okay, but if I'm sweating, it's because it's kind of hot up here in the studio. It's been kind of warm outside today, and we left the heater on, so it's been kind of hot. And of course, I'm wearing the sweater, the trademark sweater here. So, you know, it's good. No, I'm not taking the sweater off. Trust me. CM Sender says, I've heard it both ways. Yeah. That's a quote from Psych, isn't it? Yes. I've heard it both ways. Okay, let's get to trying this wine, if everyone's ready. I'm going to give it a taste, or actually I'm going to give it a whiff first. And let's swirl a little bit, because that's what you do, right? You swirl the wine around, you know, with the little pinky up, you swirl the wine. And okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, smell right off the nose, right off the bat, I get tobacco on the nose. Very strong. And I don't know if I'm getting strawberry. I'm getting strawberry. But tobacco, and I am smelling a little oak. Maybe a hint of cherry. All right, let's give it a taste. Wow. I'm liking this wine. There's some cherry. It is a mix of cherry and strawberry. It's cherry and strawberry mixed together. There's still a little taste of tobacco in there, but I'm also getting some vanilla. This is a really smooth wine. I'll have to say, well, of course, it's 8 years old, right? Wow, sweet. Just a hint of, what was that, licorice or something? I don't know, what was that? I think I'm getting a little mint in there. A little mint. I thought it was licorice at first, and it's not. It's a little minty. Just a hair minty. A little bit minty. Whatever hair means. A little bit. And it's very smooth. And it's a medium. This is a... Oh, I've got to have some more of this. I like this wine. Wow. This is really nice. I wasn't expecting that. Nice ruby red color, but it's not deep, deep ruby. It's kind of middle. This is not a heavy wine at all. It's kind of medium. It kind of goes down a little bit like light enough like some Pinots I've had, but this is not a bold wine at all. And for a Chianti type of wine, a Sangiovese here, and a Syrah blend, this is surprisingly smooth. It is a very dry wine. It is a dry wine, but it is, wow, it's smoother than, let me see what they say here because I have Babino up here somewhere. Let's see. They're saying it's kind of middle. It's kind of medium between smooth and tannic. I'm getting some tannins. Yeah, people are saying there's tobacco in this. They're tasting tobacco and strawberry. And they're saying some herb. Maybe I was tasting a little bit of herb there, but it was tasting minty, actually. And it is. As it opens up more, maybe I'll get a little bit more of it. But I'm not getting – they're saying blackberry and plum and some dark fruits. I'm not getting that. I'm getting more of the red fruits, but cherry and strawberry mix. And closer to the cherry. But, yeah, it's – they're saying it's kind of – it's somewhat tannic. There's some tannin in here. There's some tannin in here, but man, is it surprisingly smooth. I think this wine has aged very well. I think this has matured quite well. I really like this wine. This is very good. Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, getting a hint of mint in there. I like this wine very much. Now, I know some people don't like mint. I know last week, I think we were talking about that. But the score guy says tobacco, yes, a little bit of notes of tobacco, mostly on the nose. I'm not getting the tobacco so much now, but a hint of tobacco on the nose. Sam Sanders says there seems to be tobacco in a lot of wines. Not a lot of wines, but what you're getting when you're getting a lot of that tobacco taste, you're getting a couple of things too. And it can taste a little oaky. And depending on what they aged the wine in, it can taste a little like tobacco, a little bit, you know, because you're getting a kind of a... I don't know, kind of a almost a wood kind of taste to it. Not really wood. I don't want to say wood taste because it's not a wine that tastes like wood. It's just kind of like hints of a flavor that's more, what am I looking for? I'll think of it later. I don't know if that really explains it too well. But it's nice. I like it. Now, I'm not a tobacco person. I don't smoke. I don't chew. I don't do any of that stuff, okay? My thing is not tobacco, but I've smelled a lot of tobacco, fresh tobacco. And it's, so it has a very distinct smell to it, you know, just tobacco, you know, rolled or whatever, in a pouch or whatever. It has a very distinct smell to it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And it's not a powerful smell. It's just a hint. It's in the background. It's just a hint. It's just a taste a little bit on the palate, on the tongue. Let's see what we got here in Facebook. Okay, just checking the chats everywhere. I don't know how to check chats on Twitter, really, except to just to go to Twitter and look. And I don't have my Twitter up at the moment. How about that? Let me fix that. Twitter. There we go. Okay. Any comments on Twitter? It's taking a moment to pull up. So far, I don't see any. Oh, one notification. And it is, Tommy liked my tweet. Thank you, Tommy. You liked my tweet. There's my one notification. Well, that was easy. Okay, so let's get to pairing it with the food, because I want to taste it with the food. I wouldn't say anxious, but I'm really excited. Some people say, I'm anxious to do this. I'm anxious to do that. What they mean is I'm not suffering from anxiety. It means I'm excited, right? That's what I mean in this case. Now, let's go ahead and try it with a little bit. Now, this is a little on the cold side now. But you know what I need to do? I need to bring this plate over. Bring this whole plate over here and get on the cam too. And all right, I'm going to take a big hunk of this. A hunk of burning lasagna. And, channeling little Elvis there. Very little Elvis. All right. This cold is still good. Yes, this is not cottage cheese in here. It is ricotta. Made by my lovely wife, Chi. And it's quite good. Let me try that again. Yes, I have to try this again. Get a hunk with some cheese on it. There we go. Pardon me while I have a second dinner here with the wine. Let's try this again. Good lasagna. Great lasagna. Good job, Chi. Good job. I have to try this again. No, I know. I could sit here and eat all night, okay? All right. This was great. This was a great pairing. Let me just put in a few words. Excellent. Excellent. Wow. Show's over. I'm going to go finish this. Just kidding. I'm not leaving you yet. Okay. Tim Bartlett's in the chat. Tim, it is great to see you. Tim says, hi, Rick, and hi right back at you, Tim. I hope you're doing well. Look, Tim, wow. So, you know, I've talked about Tim many times before and his daughters. And they, did I mention, I know I mentioned before about how they were working on this project, putting together this bus for one of his daughters, Canyon Couture Businesses, where they go in the bus and they travel around, and it's basically a shop on wheels. It's basically a, well, it's it's a boutique on wheels is what it is. And, you know, they were showing videos of how they kept it up, and I was really impressed with it. It inspired my son, Tommy, Tom Antio, as well. He wants to do something similar to that with podcasting when he's done with school in May. We've been talking about that, maybe putting a podcast production van on wheels. I don't know where I'm coming up with that money, but but we talked about it. And so, Tim, you and your daughters were an inspiration to Tommy in that respect and me for ideas. Anyway, they finished the project. And they've been taking it out there. They've been doing various shows and a boutique on wheels, a Canyon Couture. Got to check it out. Check it out. And both of his daughters are very talented, and they have their Instagram and their Instagram influencers as well. You know what? I'll see if I can put up a link. Tell you what, Tim, can you put up a link? Tim says, great idea. School buses are cheap. Yeah, it is. Yeah, they are these days. Tim, tell you what, put a link or two, in there for both your daughters in the chat. It's okay. He said, you're not spamming me. It's okay. I said, it's okay. Please put them in there and I'll see if I can spread it around some more. Anyway, yeah, great stuff. And, it looks like they're doing really, really well with that. Also, you know, the Square Guy, I was on the Square Guy's stream last night, and I had to go at some point because it was getting late for us, but, he was putting together a nice Lego kit, and we had a lot of fun though. I don't think he got to the Lego kits for all. He came into a whole bunch of Legos, and he was showing them off, and it was pretty impressive. And I was thinking, man, that's quite a haul you had there. That's pretty cool. And to the Square Guy and Darcy, well, it's you too. So check out the Square Guy. The Square Guy on Twitch. He streams on Twitch. My favorite Twitch streamer, next to my son Tom Antio as well. Good friend. You know, the Square Guy and Darcy, both great people, and they're very entertaining. A lot of fun. You got to join that Square Gang. And join in on the fun. They've got a Discord as well. So check it out, that Square Guy. Square Guy. I don't have a Square Guy, please drop a link to your stream as well. I know the other chats can't see everybody else's links, but if CM Center, are you in both chats? I don't know if you are in both, but maybe you can cross reference some of them, put some in one and, you know, kind of put them in each chat so everybody can get the links. I'm all for adding your links. And when I call for the links, it's not spamming. I know a lot of people, you know, in their streams, whatever, they say no links, you know, it's very spammy. But if I call for that, if I ask for it specifically, please don't be afraid to put them in the links, because I'm saying, hey, put your links in there. We're part of community. Everybody, you know, I like to cross promote. We all cross promote here. And please get your links in there for Tim also on Facebook and on Twitch too. Let's see if we can get the Facebook, the link on Facebook into Twitch as well. So everybody can see the Canyon Couture bus and the Instagram, accounts and all that sort of thing, so everybody can follow along. We're, you know, it's all about cross promotion and sharing the love. Link love, sharing the love. You're welcome, that Square Guy. You're welcome. Not a problem. CM Sanders on Twitch there, unfortunately. Okay, Tim, thanks for putting those up. Let me see if I can cross reference that as well. Instagram is Kenny Couture. Let me see if I can do it myself, because CM Center is not. Let me see if I can get that in there. And on, because everybody's, some people are not on Facebook and some people are not on Twitch, but it seems like everybody's on Instagram these days. I'm not sure what that's, I still don't really understand. Instagram, to be honest. I'm on it too. I just don't really, understand it 100% myself. But I just shared that with everybody. Let me see if I can get. I'm stopping the show. This is a showstopper, folks. I'm stopping the show so I can get everybody's links cross-referenced in there. There you go. That Square Guy does Lego stream. He and Darcy do Lego streams where we put together Lego kits, but they also do some. They play some games, but they also do some baking videos, and I haven't done one for a little while, so I'm looking forward to see, to seeing their latest baking video. But they have one of the things that impresses me is they have a very, very dedicated following. They have a very tight knit, It's a very nurturing community, which you don't see all the time. You don't see that much anymore these days, in some of these communities. It's a nurturing community, and I like that. It's good to see. I think it's a very positive thing. So I think that Square Guy and Darcy have a positive influence on some of the other on people in the community there in this stream. That's very cool. CM Sanders says, sometimes it seems like the only one in the world who doesn't use Instagram at all. Don't worry about that. And you're welcome, Square Guy. Okay, so we were in the middle of. Yeah, I'm doing all this cross promotion. Hey, this is a stream of consciousness show. What can I say? And my stream of consciousness is, where was I? Oh, yes, Camera 3. Let's go back to Camera 3. Let's try it with a couple of things here. This is the cheddar cheese. We're going to test it out with that. That's a good cheddar. It's Cracker Barrel cheddar. Which camera am I on? Oh, here. Okay. All right. I like it with the cheese. Really nice with the cheddar. Pairs really well with the cheddar. Let me clear the palate because the cheese tends to. And let's go back to Camera 3. Let's give this another shot. Now, this is the Dubliner, the Irish Dubliner right here. Irish Dubliner. I don't know. Well, the Dubliner has, it's a little bit of a, like an, it's an aged cheese. So this one, I don't know. But it has a little, almost like it could be like a Parmesan kind of aged taste to it. Maybe. Once again, a winner. It's a winner on all fronts. I like this. This wine goes great with food. And as you know, Italian food consists of about 5 ingredients. 1 or 2 of which are cheese. So, you got pasta, cheese, and more cheese. Some beef or pork, whatever you do. This is beef. And tomato sauce, of course, and wine. Got to have the wine in there somewhere, right? All right. I think that does it for the tasting. There's going to be a final review at the end of the show as this wine opens up some more. But so far, this is probably one of the best wines that I've reviewed on the show in the last 10 or 12 episodes, at least. Maybe longer. I'm really liking this. I really like that. CM Sanders says, you're the only one that's not on Instagram. Hey, it's okay. You can always join. Square Guy says, wow, high praise. Oh, for the wine? Yeah, I really like this wine. I'm really impressed with it. I really like it. Okay, well, we've got some birthdays to toast, so let's get to toasting some birthdays. And Tim, a couple of people, at least one or two of them here that one of them at least that we're going to toast. So let's go to toasting the birthdays. I'm going to cue the fireworks. Fireworks cued, and let's go on. Let's commence with the birthday toast. The first birthday I want to toast is, well, it's for my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, Tom. Now, we've talked about Tom before. Tom and Penny, my sister Penny. Great people. My nephew, Ben. And Tom's a really great guy. And they have a really nice business going, very enterprising guy. He's a very hard worker, very dedicated, and he's dedicated to his family. Tom, great guy. I've always liked Tom. He's just, and he's always been a lot of fun to talk to and talk with. Of course, I haven't seen them in person for so many years, but last time we were here visiting, we had a great time. And anyway, to Tom, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. Oh, yes, his birthday is today. That's right, today, the 12th. February 12th, 2022. Happy, happy birthday, Tom. To Tom Harms, my brother-in-law. All right, we have another birthday. Next birthday I want to toast is for my friend, Lisa. Lisa Ruby. Tim, you know Lisa. We both worked together with her for many years at WOFL in Fox 35 in Orlando. And Lisa's birthday is tomorrow. Yeah, the same day as CM Sanders, yeah. Uh-oh, did I spill the beans? I guess I did. Same day, February 13th, 2022. Lisa, if you're watching now or later, or listening later, as the case may be, happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Lisa Ruby. Another birthday I want to toast is for an old friend of the family's, Lloyd. Lloyd, your birthday is, what is it, the 16th? What's the 16th? I have to look at my calendar here. Oh, yes, it's the 16th is Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. Lloyd and I and our family go way, way back. And Tim, I think you know Lloyd. I think you may know Lloyd because he used to come at... Lloyd's an old friend of the family, and his family and our family were friends and neighbors and good friends for a long, long time. We went to church together, and Lloyd, your birthday on the 16th. Yeah, Tim, I think you do know Lloyd as well as a client at WOFL back in the day because he used to come in and have his commercial shot there. To Lloyd Register, happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, many, many more. To Lloyd. Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure, Tom. There's one more. I've got to add one more to the list. That's right. I forgot. Almost forgot. Tim, thanks for reminding me. Thank you very much for reminding me. Oh, another good friend of mine. I got to add her in here, too. That's today also. Her birthday is today. Debbie, if you're watching now or later, anytime, whatever, even if you're not, I'm going to toast you again because she's a good old friend of mine. You know, last time, and this is for Debbie, Tim and I also, and Lisa, used to work with Debbie. And Debbie worked in production as well. And Italian, she was Italian, too. And we've had many conversations, enjoyable conversations. And I miss Debbie. She's so cool, really cool person. Just a lot of fun to be around. And we knew her at the time. We knew her as Debbie Tomasetti. Now she's Debbie, is it Nanus? Yes. Here's to Debbie. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Debbie. You know, the last time I saw her was, I think I ran into her, this is going to age me quite a bit. Well, I ran into her at a Blockbuster's just before we left town and the Blockbuster's all went out of business. And that was, I hadn't seen her in so long. Been connected with her, I think, on LinkedIn somewhere. I know I've been connected with her on a couple of social media platforms, but I hadn't actually seen her face-to-face in some of the years since and we ran at each other at Blockbuster and had, had a great conversation and reminiscing about stuff. It was really cool. I miss Debbie. She's really cool. And so I didn't know. Tim, thanks for letting me know about Debbie. Thank you very much. That was for Tim, by the way. All right. Yeah, I like to drink wine, but I like to toast my friends. Tim's a good friend. Okay, I've got a couple more birthdays to toast. One more birthday is for my cousin Bert. Bert, I know he comes in and watches from time to time. Sometimes he's lurking. Sometimes he's watching. Bert, your birthday is the 17th. That's Thursday, right? To Bert, my cousin Bert, Bert Jones, happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Bert, who I haven't seen in ages either, and I miss Bert and Kathy, both my cousins. And I have one more birthday to toast. Well, two more birthdays, actually. Did I? Oh, yes, I have two birthdays to toast. One's for Betsy. Betsy is who I've talked about many times before, and old friend of the family, and her family and our family have been friends for many years here in Charlotte. And her son and Tommy pretty much grew up together in school and going to college together at App State. Both of them are. Anyway, here's to Betsy. Your birthday is a Friday, this coming Friday. Here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Betsy Olinger. That's for Betsy. Now, I did skip one birthday right off the bat, and this is because it's a special birthday. They're all special birthdays. You're all having special birthdays. This one, very close to me. This is for CM Cinder, Tia, my daughter Tia. Her birthday is today. Well, in about, 1 hour and 8 minutes, it'll be today. Excuse me. Her birthday is Sunday, which is on the 13th. February 13th, 2022. This is for CM Cinder, a.k.a. Tia, my daughter. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. I've known Tia since birth. Yeah, I know. Bad dad joke. But I have. And, Tia is very talented also. And I've got to show you just briefly. I'm going to show you that... of course, she does all of the artwork for this show. She does the animations for this show, the wine bottles and stuff, that the animated wine bottles that go by that you're going to see in a few minutes when we start doing the national days and the anniversaries. And she does the titles for Drink with Rick, but she also does them for other streamers and whatever. She does all of Tom Antio's Cube Command graphics, pretty much, except for the ones that he does. He does some of them too. CM Cinder is, she has her own website here. She does graphics and artwork and animation and all that good stuff. Let me see if I've got a picture up here. I've got a photo up here somewhere. Where is it? is this it? Yep, there it is. Tia Savoia, that's her website, tiasavoia.com. That's part of her gallery. She does all kinds of stuff, and she can do it for you as well. Tiasavoia.com and also tiasavoia.art, A-R-T, .art. And she does a wall. She does emojis. She does, other character graphics. You see some of the Drink with Rick stuff there. She takes commissions. You can go in there, fill out a commission. She'll do artwork and commissions for you. And that is my daughter, Tia, tiasavoia.com. So, anyway, once again, Tia, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. Here, let me show you. Oh, you've seen it. She did that. She did that animation there. All right, I have an anniversary to toast. One anniversary to toast. Let me switch out. Let's switch out with fireworks. Anniversary to toast. And this is a very, very special anniversary for a very special lady. one who has worked with me for 28 years. Yes, our anniversary, our own anniversary is for mostly for my wife, my lovely wife, Chi. Chi and I will have been married for 28 years on the 14th. Yes, Monday, the 14th of February, which happens to be, by some sheer odd coincidence, Valentine's Day. Yeah, we did that on purpose. So I wouldn't forget the anniversary. And so far I haven't. I've been pretty good about that. It works. It does work, you know. Anyway, happy anniversary to you, my lovely wife, Chi, for 28 wonderful years. And I'm looking forward to many, 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 many more. To my lovely wife, Chi, happy anniversary. And I'm going to toast you again just because I can. And I have plenty of wine, I think, to Chi. To my wife, happy anniversary. You know what we got for an anniversary present? You know what we gave ourselves for an anniversary gift? Let's see, CM Sender says, that Square Guy says, very special, CM Sender. And CM Sender says, I haven't posted a bit because I've been fixated on programming, but you can share. I have some posts, you too, you can share those. Oh, you have some posts up there. Okay, I'll have to check those out. But go see, CM Sender, put your link up there. Put your link up there and I'll post it to both Twitch and YouTube and Facebook and all that. So put a link to your website up there if you can. Where was it? Oh, the anniversary. Yeah. Okay, what we got for an anniversary gift? You want to hear something really romantic? I mean, you know, some couples give themselves, you know, these second honeymoons and go back and get married again. We did that. We've actually been married twice. On our first anniversary, we got married again. But what we did for this year, it was something out of necessity. A couple of weeks ago, our refrigerator went on the fritz. And we went shopping around for fridges, for refrigerators, and we had a little bit of sticker shock there. We knew that, you know, yeah, there's some... Of course, there's inflation and all that kind of stuff, and the supply chain issues and all the usual things, and the fire in Japan a couple of years ago that caused the shortage, the chip shortage, where they're having trouble making refrigerators because of all that. All those things combined together to raise the prices. But we had some real sticker shock. We went there shopping for fridges and... Yeah, we had to pay double what we paid for the fridge that went on the fritz here to buy a new fridge. But we, you know, we got a chance to go out on our own little shopping date. So we, you know, we were out and about on romantic shopping dates, as romantic as they can be, hunting for refrigerators. And so we did buy a refrigerator, and it's supposed to arrive tomorrow on Tia's birthday. So it's supposed to arrive tomorrow afternoon. Sometime. We're looking forward to that. So we have a new refrigerator, which it was not cheap. I'll have to say that. Normally when I say it's not cheap, I usually say that because I'm expecting like a $50 bill and it's a $100 bill, but this is nothing like this. This is a big... The lady, we went there, and the lady said, "Well, how do you want to finance this?" I'm like, what? Finance? We're not buying a car. We're buying a refrigerator. Now they're so expensive, you got to go finance. You know, they talk about financing refrigerators, and I mean, you know, some of them are expensive, but we didn't get a high-end refrigerator either. We got a, you know, kind of replacing what was broken, and it was like... Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm throwing I'm still doing that, aren't I? Let's, you know, I think we're done with that, right? CM Sender says, that's my birthday refrigerator. I'm going to share CM Sender's link as well to Facebook. So get ready, everybody, on Facebook. I've got a link here. Oh, she already did that. Okay, well, I put it in there anyway. So Well, what can I say? I messed that up. All right, sorry about that. You see, like, fix that. There's an edit there. Okay, another showstopper. There we go. And she says, yay, happy birthday, Tia, and happy anniversary, Rick. Well, you know what? It's been wonderful. And I don't really think about it so much to celebrate me at all. It's really to celebrate. I got to change that, don't I? That's my old wife there. Oh, for those who aren't watching the chat, don't worry about it. The sappy guy that I am. Yeah, she says I'm a sappy guy. Yeah, I guess I am. Very sentimental. I am. And CM Sanders says, that's my birthday refrigerator. Okay. That means you get to clean it. Whenever it has to be cleaned, you get to clean your birthday refrigerator, CM Sanders. All right, I guess that does it for the birthdays and anniversaries. What do we got up next? Oh, yes, we got a few national days. Let's do the national days real quick, and they'll get us some more fun. You get to pick the film. We'll show a film tonight, but you get to pick the film that I'm going to show. Okay? You get to pick the film. A short film. The ones that my buddies and I made back in the 80s, early 90s, that kind of thing. A short film. Let's see. The national days. Right. Here we go. National days. Okay, let me cue up the bottles again. TM Sanders bottles. Background. For the national days, February 12th, which is today for 59 more minutes. And it is National Plum Pudding Day. I don't think I've ever had plum pudding. I don't think I ever have. Anybody else had plum pudding? You like plum pudding? I don't know. I mean, what the heck? I'll toast you. I've got to toast something, right? Yeah. Here's a National Plum Pudding Day. I know really nothing about plum pudding, to be honest with you, except for the fact that I've never had it that I know of. All right. This is a good one. This is a very good national day. Important one. By the way, I'm getting all these from nationaldaycalendar.com. My friend Marlo Anderson is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. And he does the National Day calendars that we give out every year. And actually, it's iconic. If you're watching tonight, I still have to get yours to you. I need to find a way to get your National Day calendar to you. Everyone else has had their National Day calendars out there. Ed, if you're watching, I don't know if you received yours or not. And no, my wife just brought up something. I don't know if I should even bring that up. I try not to toast myself, okay? No, it was not rehearsed, okay? I don't mention my own birthday because I don't make a big deal about that kind of thing. It's not something that I make a big deal, especially at my age. I really don't care. But, anyway, where was I? Well, we'll address that in a minute. CM Center. So anyway, where was I? My stream of consciousness off the rails. Okay. Oh, yes, a big day. Big day for national days. All these things are coming from National Day Calendar. Yeah, I know I got thrown off a bit. Kind of surprised me there. Nationaldaycalendar.com is the website where I get all these national days from. Please go check it out. What was I saying? Oh, yes. So, Ed, if you're watching now or later, your National Day Calendar that you won during the holidays is on its way. You should have it by now. Actually, it shouldn't take that long to get to you because you're in Florida. Your Mom's Sentiment, you are in the UK, and guess what? I shipped it out to you. I was able to ship it out to you. So if you're watching now or later, you're getting your National Day calendar. I have no idea when it's going to get there, how long it's going to take to get through customs or any of that kind of stuff. You really kind of have to jump through some hoops to send something to the UK these days, or any day. I mean, I was able to get it out. I couldn't do it before. I had trouble doing it before when I was giving away the other book. Now, if you get yours, if you get yours in decent amount of time, please let me know. Please let me know when you receive yours, because that will mean that because yours was a test. I tried to send last year. Someone else in the UK won a dad joke book, and I was trying to send it out through Amazon, but Amazon could not do it. And I was trying to figure out, well, how am I going to send this thing out? Because it's a $5 book, and it's going to cost like big, big bucks to send it to the UK. And it wasn't feasible for me to do that at the time, because I didn't really have the cash for it. But this is the one I'm sending you is a test. If it gets to you and it gets you in good condition and it gets you in a decent time, then maybe I can go ahead and send his joke book out to him if he's still at the address that he sent me last year. So we'll try that and see what happens, because I really do want to get these. Here's the thing. If I'm giving out prizes, I want to make sure people get the prizes. I want to get their, you know, if I'm giving away stuff, I want to make sure you get what I'm giving away. And I don't like telling people, oh, I can't send it here or I can't send it there. It's just, I don't like doing that. And so, you know, if it's going to cost me a little more, if it's not too much, $100, you know, to send something out there or something like that, it's feasible for me to do, then I can try to do that. It didn't make any sense to spend $100 to send a $5 book. That's the bottom line. But if I can, I will try to do that. So your mom's yours is an experiment. So let me know when you get it, if you get it in time that sort of thing, arrives okay, it gets through customs, let me know, and I'll give it another shot and see if I can get send out this dad joke book to the other person who had won a book last year, if I can still do it. I went way too long with that, didn't I? Okay, so where am I here? Lost track. There we go. All right. National days. The national day that I was referring to, that we were just about to toast, is Global Movie Day. Second Saturday in February is Global Movie Day. Did you know it's Global Movie Day? Well, you do now, because I just told you. It's Global Movie Day. And in honor of Global Movie Day, you can pick a short movie that we're going to show on the show tonight. How about that? Cool, huh? In honor of Global Movie Day. Here's to Global Movie Day. I'll drink to that. February 13th, which is tomorrow in about 52 minutes. Yes, I am watching the clock. I'm a clock watcher here tonight. I have to. It's not because I want to. Look, let's be clear about this. I value every second I spend with you. I'm not watching the clock to see how soon I can get off of it and go watch another episode of Manifest or something, which my wife probably wishes I would. But I'm watching the clock because I want to make sure I don't overstay my welcome for you. And I mean that. That's not a line. I'm not joking. I really do mean that. I don't want to wear out my welcome to you, okay? And I want to keep things reasonable and affordable for me as well, because it costs money doing this. And I'm not making money. I'm just doing this for fun, okay? And I want to keep it that way. All right, February 13th is Galentine's Day. Yes, Galentine. A gallon of time. No, Galentine's Day. Okay, let me tell you what Galentine's Day. You know what Galentine's Day is? It's okay if you don't. I didn't either until I read this from nationaldaycalendar.com. And I am getting, pardon me, Marlo. Yeah, Marlo, if you're watching an hour later or listening an hour later or whatever. This is directly from their website at nationaldaycalendar.com. On February 13th, Galentine's Day brings women together to celebrate each other every year the day before Valentine's Day. So before Valentine's Day, it's Galentine's Day. As in, not as in a gallon of something, as in gal. Gal, you know. Women all have that one friend who cheers on her female companions. She is their best supporter, listener, and companion. No matter what, she has your back. She's the lady who celebrates ladies. This day is the kind of day a woman like that would throw a party, and she should. This is coming from nationaldaycalendar.com, okay? The festivities include women of all walks of life, kicking back and enjoying being women. The day celebrates successes and overcoming failures and brings women, ladies, and girls together for a good old-fashioned session to drink, eat, talk, and celebrate each other. And they have a history of Galentine's Day. This is how it first started. I'm going to read this from, once again, from nationaldaycalendar.com. In 2010, during the sixth season, the 2010 season of the comedy Parks and Recreation, character Leslie, played by Amy Poehler, throws an annual Galentine's Day party for her girlfriends. This was episode 107 called Galentine's Day. That was the name of the episode of Parks and Recreation. Gradually, the idea of Galentine's Day parties has taken off. By 2017, several national businesses began promoting the celebration, and it began to trend. Who knows? You know, it's a lot of pop culture. A lot of days that we get have been spawned by pop culture. And in this case, a TV show, Parks and Recreation. So here's to Galentine's Day. Happy Galentine's Day. All right, I'll drink to that. How about you? What do you think? You like Parks and Recreation? I think Tia and Tommy both have done that. That square guy says, ooh, good plan. When are we getting a 24-hour Rick stream? Oh, boy. You think I could... You think anybody would want to watch me drink wine for 24 hours? 24-hour... Now, that Square guy has done a 24-hour stream. You've done a 24-hour stream. You're not the only, obviously, you're not the first person to do it. Other people have done 24-hour streams before, and I admire them. I've actually sat through some 24-hour streams for almost 24 hours, not quite. And one of the reasons I did was because for 1 year, at least, I was, okay, there's a 24-hour stream where Todd Cochran, who I've talked about lots of times, Geek News Central, he did a 24-hour. He used to do this every year. This was way, way back in 2007, 2000. He was doing this in 2007, 2008, 2009, and he was doing this on Ustream at the time and a couple other venues. And he would do a 24-hour stream straight. And he was doing this for charity. He would pick, every year he would pick a charity, and he would raise the proceeds from that would go to that particular charity, but he'd have all kinds of guests. It was mostly podcast-centric, so he'd have a lot of guests related to podcasting, and he'd do this, he'd stay up for 24 hours. Now, he doesn't do it anymore because he just says he can't, you know, it was a bit much, and I know because I watched him, and I stayed up for at least 18 hours of a couple of those 24-hour streams watching, and also because I was sort of monitoring. So I think 1 year I was kind of helping out monitoring, but I've been a guest on the stream at least once, a couple of times, I think. I've been a guest on his stream. So he had, you know, for half an hour or something, we'd get on, and he'd talk to me and interview me for the stream. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, of course, it wore him out, literally. But yeah, I'm not a stranger to those kind of things. But I know, knowing Todd, and Todd and I have been friends for a long time, knowing that takes a lot out of you. And that Square guy, you did a 24-hour stream, as I recall. And I know that took a lot out of you. I don't know that at my age, I don't know that I could do it. And yes, I am getting older every day. And as my daughter and my wife are just itching to tell everybody, and I think they already did. Yeah, Scar Guy says, it took me about a week to recover. I believe it. I believe it. And I'm a late nighter guy, kind of guy too. Okay, yeah, they're saying, yeah, she says, happy birthday, Rick. Yes. Okay, yeah, I don't like to toast my birthday, but I will tell you, because they've been, you know, Seam Center's in there, happy almost birthday, Dad. Thank you, Seam Center, and she. Yeah, my birthday's on the 15th. Okay, here's how it works. Seam Center's birthday's on the 13th. Our anniversary's on the 14th, and my birthday's on the 15th. So it's like a week of partying. That's pretty much what it is. That's pretty much what it is. Yes. So, yeah. I don't like to make a big deal about my birthday because I try not to think about it because the older I get, and and the funny thing, Chi always reminds me, he says, like, no matter how old I get, you're always going to be older than me. And I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. But no, I try to think about it because if I figure that if I don't even think about it, if I don't pay any attention to my birthday, then it won't happen. And I will stay the same age I am and I won't get any older. And of course, it's a fallacy. You know, it's wishful thinking, but, I don't like the idea of seeing myself get another year older, and that's why I really don't celebrate it myself, to be honest. Yeah, the older I get, Yeah, it is deep. Seam Center says, I'm 14 and this is deep. No, Seam Center's not 14. Anyway, where was I? Okay, so let's get back to the national days. So Galentine's Day, we did toast that, right? Okay, there's another national day that's good to toast, but let me go ahead and call that up. It goes back to camera three. It is National Cheddar Day. Yes, in about 42 minutes, it's National Cheddar Day. So in honor of National Cheddar Day, I'm going to toast with not just some wine, but with some cheddar cheese as well. Here's to National Cheddar Day. Oh, wait a minute. I did that wrong, didn't I? Yeah, there we go. Well, wrong one. Here's to National Cheddar Day. Mmm. That's good, by the way. The cheese and the wine. Mmm. Mmm. National Cheddar Day. I could get used to this. Oh, yeah. Good pairing, good stuff. National Cheddar Day. I will drink to that. I will eat and drink to that. It's also, speaking of Italians, it's National Tortellini Day. It's National Tortellini Day. I will definitely, I love tortellini. I will drink to that. It's been a while since we've had tortellini. Gee, you think tomorrow, in honor of National Tortellini Day, we could have tortellini? No, I don't think we can. We already have plans for dinner tomorrow night. Does not include tortellini, unfortunately. Maybe on another day, but it won't be on National Tortellini Day. We have Tia's Seam Center's birthday to celebrate. And we have our anniversary coming up to celebrate. And we're getting a new fridge tomorrow at some point. And T and I were going to be doing our Puzzle Zone stream, probably starting an hour earlier, 7 to 10, or 7 to 9. I'm going to be doing that a little bit earlier because it's trying to work everything in well with all the celebrations. So we'll be doing, and we've got a brand new puzzle to open as well. By the way, if you missed the Puzzle Zone, we didn't have one last week, but if you missed the Puzzle Zone the week before that, Seam Center and I did something pretty cool. We got these little mini, there were Lego minifigure puzzles, but there were little ones. There were 163 pieces, I think there were. And what we did was we got two puzzles, and they were mystery puzzles. There were six possible, they made six of them. And you can collect all six, trade them with your friends or whatever. I don't care. But there were six possible minifigures, one minifigure for each puzzle, full figure. And four of them, they had, you know, there were four of them that were known. And then they had two mystery figures that you didn't know what they were going to be. And they would just send out the puzzles at random. So you had no idea which minifigures you were going to get, which minifigure puzzles you were going to receive until they arrived and you put them together. So that was kind of the fun of it because Cinder picked one, I picked one, and we did it side by side on the stream. You can go back and check it out. It's a lot of fun on the Puzzle Zone, twitch.tv/thepuzzlezone. And we had two of these. They're like 6x9 puzzles. They're little, small puzzles, 163 pieces. But we did them side by side so you could see both of us, and we had a race to see who could finish the puzzle first. No spoilers, but I think you can guess who won. It wasn't me, but no spoilers. Anyway, we each got a puzzle, and we really didn't know which one we were getting until we started putting the puzzle together, and there was no reference, no cheat sheet picture or something to reference, so we were just kind of flying blind on it, and a good time was had by all. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, check it out. It's still up there somewhere for another 40 days or whatever till Twitch takes it down, as they do. Anyway, so National Tortellini Day. Yes, I'll drink to that. And tomorrow's also National Pork Rind Day, day of the big game, pork rinds. Oh, gee, pork rinds. I don't eat pork rinds. Nobody in my family does, as far as I know. I think she did it one time. I don't think she does it anymore. But pork rinds, because she and I have been watching Manifest, and there is the TV show Manifest on Netflix. And we've been catching up. We've been trying to catch up with all three seasons because they're going to come out with a fourth season and a final season to wrap it all up. Anyway, and that's coming out in August, I think, by the way. So we've been catching up on that. And there's a character there that was asking about pork rinds. I'm not going to go into the whole story line. But, it's pork rinds. National Pork Rind Day. You can drink to that if you want to. I think I'll skip that one out. Anyway, that's the national days. And this is what we're drinking. This is for the national days and the birthdays and all that stuff. This is the Cassoni. This is the Poggio al Cassoni. It is a Toscana. It is a 2014, and it is dang good. I mean, it's not just good. It's dang good. So there you go. I'm liking this wine. I'm really liking it. And the more I get, the farther I get onto this bottle, the more I'm liking it by the second. It's dang good. Yeah. Anyway, so... Yeah, it does it for national days. Okay, so we can show a film, but it's your choice what you want to see. So I'm going to let everybody decide. I'm going to give you a list of a few films. Some of them we've shown already in the last few weeks, so we're not going to just repeat those. But I'm going to show a few films, or I'm going to give you a choice between a few films that you can watch. Let me see what we have queued up here. We can watch... We've done the Cadillac Ranch. We've done the Analyst again. Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. The Damn Film. And we did show Harry's Climb as well. And the Miracle Exercise Cube. So that leaves a few. What is it? The Stringy Art. The Safco Stringy Art. So we can show... And we can show the Stubby and Jeff films again. That's Tommy's film, if you want to see that. That's his Lego brick film that he did. Or it's kind of a compilation of brick films that he did in animation that he did them. He shot them all on his 3DS in 3D years ago. And he was 10 years old at the time. that he shot it, but I can show that again if you want. So we've got a choice of, and now if, I don't know, I haven't checked Facebook in a while, so I don't know if Ed's in the chat or not. But if Ed's in the chat, we could line up to show the damn film. And no, I'm not cursing. It's what's his name? The actor, Van Damme. It's a short film, an animated film. We could show that again, or we could show, I'd kind of like to wait until Ed's in the chat to show that one again, because he's never seen it. And he's probably just going to just miss it if he doesn't. I'm checking to see. He's not in the chat tonight. Jim Center says, toast to my goldfish. To your goldfish. There you go. I'll toast the goldfish. This wine is good enough. I'll toast to any fish. Even the goldfish. So I'll let you guys decide if you want to watch a film. Nobody wants to watch a film. It's okay. We don't have to. But we've got the damn film. We could show that again. Or we could watch the Savco Stringy Art. Or we could watch the Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique, which is a classic in its own right. So I'll give you a few minutes. I'll give you a few minutes to ponder that and put in your votes. A score guy says, Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique is my votes. You vote for Cool Carl's. That is a classic, to be sure. Wow. And I'm taking, in a way, I'm kind of taking a risk showing that, but I'm not going to say why. It's just, it's one of these man on the street films, and it was literally... It was in real time, and it was for real. And yeah, it was pretty good. CM Center says, have I seen that one yet? Ooh, that one, I want to see it too. You haven't seen Cruel Carl, Tia? I thought you did. And Tom Antio is in the chat, and he says, evening, Dad, and evening right back at you, Tom Antio. Whoa, you missed all the excitement. Wow, we went out to eat and everything. I'm sorry, that's a line from another film that I haven't shown yet. No, we've been having a great time, Tom Antio. I'm glad you're here, though. Glad you're here. Looking forward to showing some more of your films in the future. I think that's going to be a lot of fun, from what I've heard. Seam Center says, I saw it already. I just want to see it again. Okay, well, we could show, I'll tell you what, we got it queued up. I could show Cool Carl's again. That's a lot of fun. It's funny, I've seen these things a whole bunch, I mean, and it still cracks me up. Because I know what went on behind it, you know, why we made this thing. Cool Carl's, wow. That could be a lot of fun. Okay, anybody else want to see Cool Carl's? Anybody else in the chat? Tom, Nancy, Tim? Anybody else for watching Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique, shot in downtown Orlando back in about 1980, I want to say it was 1981, 82, classic thing. I got to send a little love for Chi and a little love emoji for Chi there for saying happy birthday to me. Thank you. Whoops, I hit the wrong emoji. You know, these emojis are, how do you do this? It doesn't want to pop back up. There we go. There's a love emoji from my wife. Okay. Anything else going on Twitter, by the way? And let's see. Quiet on YouTube. So I guess that's what we'll do. Let's go ahead and show it. Okay. You want to see? See, that square guy wins. Tom Antio says, I can't wait to show some of them. You know, Tom Antio's been busy at App State, by the way. He's working at, just to let you know real quick, he's working at WASU-FM. I should post a link in here. Tom, can you do this? Post a link in Twitch to the WASU-FM site so they can hear it. They can hear it all around the world. Just post a link to where they can do that, and they can hear it live. Tom Antio is, he's in his last semester at App State. He's been working this past year. He's been working at both the college TV station and the college radio station. He's been doing DJ work and the news breaks at the and weather reporting over at the WASU station, and he's been working at the TV station as well, doing a lot of production stuff. Tim, you might be interested in that. My son's been doing a lot of production work there, and he has been doing, he's actually this semester, they've been writing, he's been writing and producing a show along with a group of his friends there, and they've been putting together a show that they've been doing on, for, you know, mostly for class, but they show them on the station as well. And it sounds like he's doing great over there. Just to let you know, he DJs Monday mornings at 11 a.m., the 11 a.m. hour, and then they play some rock. The 11 a.m. hour on Mondays, and then he does the drive home on Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., and he does the Thursday morning news break Thursday morning from just around 9 a.m., which is a little before 9 a.m. And that sort of thing. It's really, really cool stuff. There you go. You got the link, WASU Radio. Let me, real quick, let me send this over to Facebook so everybody has it. So we have a cross platform here. Oh, man. I don't know why this Facebook. I don't know what Facebook's problem is. Facebook is Facebook. I have to edit this too. There we go. Each one of these platforms, they're not, each one of these platforms are not really cross-platform friendly. They really aren't. It'd be nice if there was an easier way to do some of this, but they're not. Anyway. Oh, wait a minute. I got the right one. Okay. There we go. Nope. It's got to, I've got to edit it again. Look at that. I have to post the link and then I have to edit the link. Otherwise it puts in a colon ahead of the link. And, even though I try to take the colon out before I post it, it still wants to put it in. There we go. Okay, so it's on there. Everybody's got their links back and forth. And thank you, Tom. Okay, so I have the film queued up. This is Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. You can ask any questions you want after the film. Just right now, just enjoy it. It's a short film, Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. And here we go.
Hi, partner. I'm Cool Carl, and I'm here to tell you about Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique, where you can come looking away like the real McCoy. No varmint is this satisfied which comes to Cool Carl's. I want to show you a couple critters who done come away giving a big hoot and holler for Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. Howdy, ma'am. Can I ask you about Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique? Have you visited that lately and got yourself all decked out?
I never heard of it.
See? No critter goes away this satisfied with Cool Carl, sir. I'd like to ask you, have you visited Cool Carl's Cabo Boutique lately? Can you face the camera, please? Have you visited Cool Carl's Cabo Boutique?
No.
No?
Never heard
have
of
you
it.
Want to go out there yet? Okay, stop by if you can, because it's real a place to get spiffed out. Okay, thanks a lot, sir. Hello, ma'am. Have you gotten your horse and galloped down to Cool Carl's Cabo Boutique yet? Have you? Well, they didn't look dissatisfied with Cool Carl's. Nobody does. Sir? Ma'am? Sir? Paul, can I speak to you for a minute?
Sorry.
You don't look dissatisfied there. Have you been to Cool Carl's lately? Yeah. You don't look too unhappy there. I bet you he's visited that. People don't admit it, but they like Cool Carl's, and once you go once, you keep on coming back. Everybody likes it down there. Ma'am, have you ever been dissatisfied with Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique?
No, I haven't.
See? See, this fine woman here is not dissatisfied. I bet you all your family shops there to get spiffed out, right? Okay, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for your cooperation. Have you visited Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique lately?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Well, try to go in there sometime. Sir, have you visited Cool Carl's? See, Nobody don't go away dissatisfied with Cool Carl's. So let's give a big yahoo and see y'all there real soon.
So that's, yeehaw. It's Cool Carl's Cowboy Boutique. Any questions on that one? I'm sure someone knows. And like, did you really do that? Yes, we did. Actually, Eric did. That was my friend Eric Solomon. He's a guy that he was perfectly cast because he's the kind of person that he didn't care. He'd go out and do it. You know, he'd say, here's the mic, get in front of the camera and just do this. And he'd do it. I mean, just, he wasn't afraid. No shame. But yeah, that was Cool Carl's. Yeah, the whole premise is that it's for a, you know, like cowboy outfits and stuff like that, a cowboy boutique. And it didn't exist, but he'd go out there and like he was promoting it. It was supposed to be an ad. He'd be interviewing people on the street. And of course, you know, we're just out there. We just set up a camera and a mic and put Eric out in front and just said, hey, go stop people and ask them about this place. And these people had no clue what was going on. It was just, it was fun. But, yeah. That was on the corner of, I'm trying to remember which corner. It was, I think it was Orange Avenue. It was on the corner of Colonial Drive and not Orange Avenue, but it was a few streets over where the camera shop was. Still is, actually, I think, as far as I know. But it was off of Colonial Drive near downtown Orlando. So that was where we shot it. And that was back in 1981, I guess, maybe 82. It was a long time ago, but it was on film. But it was fun. It's just an impromptu thing we did. It was originally supposed to go into our News at 11 sequel to News at 6, which, by the way, I have made a decision on News at 6. Our classic film, News at 6, which we've never shown before. I've shown a couple of clips or a couple of commercials from that. That was one that was going to go into the sequel. I have decided I'm going to go ahead and show this, but edit it down with a couple of things edited out that basically we don't have the full rights to run the music for. I'm just going to cut those, which is a shame because those are some of the funniest segments in the film. But I'm going to cut that out and then just run it without that one in it because I want you to see it and we want to show it. And it's coming up on the 45th. Anniversary of the film too, so it's that old, and you know we're not getting any younger. So I do want to show the film and share it with you. So we may show that next week. We'll see how it goes. We may show News at 6 next week, either next week or the week after, the last week in February. One of those two, we may show it, and. Hope you'll enjoy it. We enjoyed making it. It's a classic. Anyway, so that's what I've got there. Square Guy says, yeehaw. Yep. I have my cowboy hat on, but you know, I did want to talk about just for a few minutes. I just want to talk about fame because I started on the subject last week, and I'm not going to repeat what I said last week. You can go back and look at the recap, but I do kind of want to follow up on it because it is kind of, I feel it's kind of important, especially in this day and age. We place so much emphasis on celebrity status and stuff. And as I mentioned last week, because here's the thing, we've been going to PodFest for the last few years, except for the we went three times, and we hadn't gone the last couple of years because of the pandemic. But they're doing PodFest again this year, and Tommy and I are going to be attending that. And I was sort of trying to get to the subject of fame because I was talking about why I had never – I've been podcasting for 16 years now, almost 16 years, Tommy has been podcasting for almost 12. It'll be 12 years in June. And so we're both what you would consider old guard podcasters. We've been doing it for a long time. And the question's been up, well, I know a lot of these people in the business, in the industry. Some of them know me, some of them don't, because I've kept a low profile. And a couple of reasons I've kept a low profile, but one of them was because I previously did not attend a lot of these things because I was a little bit, well, for one reason, it cost a lot of money and I had a young family and I couldn't just jet everywhere to go to them because they were usually in California or somewhere. But the ones that I could go to, I still didn't go to because it kind of turned me off a little bit because of the stigma I had that was attached to the, I don't know, what I perceived as promoting the celebrity status of some of the speakers there. I would see some of these things and I would see these headshots of people. Oh, this guy's speaking there and this guy's speaking and this lady's speaking and this person's going to be doing the keynote address and all this. Like, we're all supposed to know who these people are and they're famous people and they're really knowledgeable about it and they're celebrities. And I was getting a little concerned even then that we were trying to create in the podcast community I don't want to say elitist, but kind of a celebrity atmosphere to this kind of thing, where people who had been podcasting for a long time, I've been podcasting just as long, if not longer, than some of them. And I didn't make a big deal of that. I didn't go out on speaking engagements. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to put my face out there. I just wanted to be doing my thing. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to find a way. If there was a way that I could be a podcaster, reach a lot of people, and not be famous, that would be perfect. I'm not doing this for fame. I'm like this. I'm just doing this for fun and just for you know, my friends and you know, to meet new friends and just to get together with you. I'm not doing this to try to become a major influencer or a major wine influencer or anything like that. I'm not doing this for any kind of fame or to make a name for myself in the wine industry or the streaming industry or the podcast industry or anything like that. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. I just want to sit back and do this for fun. It's just for fun. And so when I was doing when I was looking at some of these, attending some of these, and I actually attended a virtual conference because, first of all, it was a cheap way to do it. And I had a lot of fun there, and I met a lot of people there virtually. It was cool. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't the same thing as actually being there and being in an actual conference or an expo or whatever. But it was also a way for me to be able to attend and not put myself out there, you know, as my face and all that kind of stuff. I could still kind of hide behind my computer in a way. Not to be totally anonymous, but to be not to put myself out in the spotlight to any degree, because I didn't want that, and I still don't want that. That's not what I'm looking for here. But when I go to these websites, says, you know, to these expos and whatever, and I'd see all these headshots and people, and in a way it kind of turned me off because, yeah, there's a lot of promotion stuff going on, like, well, this person's speaking and this person's speaking and they have these credentials and this person has these creds and all this that makes them, you know, qualified to speak and qualified to be to be an industry spokesperson for podcasting, so to speak, a thought leader. There you go. That's what I'm looking for. A thought leader for podcasting. That's also a cliche thought leaders. But that kind of turned me off because I was thinking, well, they're trying to glorify a lot of these people and give them celebrity status, and that's not what I was looking for. What I wanted to find was I wanted to be able to go to an expo or a conference where everybody was just kind of on the same level. Everybody was just, we're all just podcasters. We're all meeting each other and, you know, learning from each other and getting to know each other. And there's no ego, you know, there's none of this ego stuff, none of this, you know, more of a family kind of thing. So then I came across PodFest and this was kind of touted as more of a kind of a family thing. It was kind of something different. So I said, okay, well, give this a chance. So Tommy and I went to our first PodFest, and this was organized by Chris Kremetzos. And at the time, Chris and John Dennis were working together on this. I know John Dennis is doing some, he's gone on some other projects and things like that. But Chris has been one the main founder, main catalyst of PodFest. He's worked very hard on it for the last few years. And I've gotten to know Chris and become friends with him. And he's a really cool guy. But when Tommy and I went to our first PodFest, I have to admit, I was a little biased. Because I went in not knowing what to expect, but kind of expecting the worst in that sense. You know, this was going to be a podcast expo full of egos. And what I found was nothing like that at all. It was a total family atmosphere. And here you have these big old guy podcasters, old guard podcasters, a lot of whom I knew, some of whom didn't even know me because I kept such a low profile, and others who did know me and I was friends with, and then there were other people who were new to it and kind of in between. And I went there, and Tommy went there, and we were received so warmly, not because of any celebrity status or anything like that, because you know most of them didn't know us. Now, of course, a little caveat there. Some people knew who I was from way back when I was doing the Force Field podcast, and there was kind of like, wow, you're Rick from the Force Field. Oh, that's cool. Let's sit down and have a beer. That's really cool. Wow, it's great to meet you finally. You know, but it wasn't like there were. Like anybody was being put on a pedestal or something. It was more like, hey, a fellow podcaster would finally get to meet in person. You know, and it was a peer-to-peer thing. And it was really more of a warm, welcoming atmosphere, just peers meeting. That's all it was. And I was kind of taken aback by that. I was caught off guard. Tommy was blown away by the whole experience because they all welcomed him. They didn't treat him like a kid. They treated him as an adult on a level, you know, speaking adult to adult, treated him as an equal. I think he was pretty blown away by that. And Tom can correct me if I'm wrong, but he you know, and it was such a positive experience that we went the next year and the next. And it was very, very much family oriented. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? I really misjudged a lot of this. And we're going again. I mean, we've got one. The PodFest 2022 is going to be in May. We got our tickets. We've reserved our room. We're ready to go. We're all excited, ready to go see all of our friends, old friends and new friends, and people that we're yet to meet. And that sort of thing. So it's going to be a pretty cool experience. Looking forward to that very much. But that Square Guy says, loved it, Rick. Thank you. That Square Guy, thank you very much. It's much appreciated. And we had a lot of fun making it. We the Cool Coral. We did have a lot of fun making it. Anyway, what I was going to say about fame was that, that's my thing, and that's my concern about this, because there was a – that's my concern about podcasting in general, because to me it's like the last bastion of anything that the everyman can do. Anything that everyman can do media-wise that isn't spoiled. You know, look at Hollywood. Hollywood has been spoiled for so long, and everybody's, you know, there's so much celebrityism and everybody's on a pedestal and elitism and all that kind of stuff. And you can't relate to them. They can't relate to you at all. And I mean, I know a guy who that's what he does, is he makes a big deal out of all the celebrities he meets. And I'm thinking, I don't really care. I've met celebrities. Look, when you work in TV, and Tim can attest to that, when you work in television and in radio, you meet these people. You meet them, okay? And that's part of the deal. And I never got – it's not kind of thing I really get starstruck about, because, first of all, they're just flesh and blood like you are. Most of them are flawed people like the rest of us are, okay? So why do you want to put them on a pedestal? What's special about them, except that they're in front of a camera maybe, or in front of a microphone, or both, and they reach millions of people? So, I mean, that's their claim to fame. I mean, that's their, you know, that's what makes them better than anybody else. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make them any better than anybody else. It doesn't make them any worse than anybody else. They're just people, just doing their jobs, you know. And there are those in there that keep it down to earth. Yeah, there are. There are those there that really get caught up in all that celebrity stuff, and it goes to their heads, and they, you know, they take off with it, and it goes, you know, to a level that it goes to a level of ridiculousness. And the point is, what is fame? You know, let me tell you what fame is. Fame is relegated, it's limited to your sphere of influence. If you're a celebrity, whether it's Hollywood or YouTube or whatever it is, your sphere of influence is limited to your sphere of influence. You know, that, I mean, your celebrityism, your fame is limited to your sphere of influence. Outside of that, nobody cares who you are. And it's all just vanity at that point. Here's a prime example. Let's say, for instance, that in the United States, you're a huge podcast celebrity, or you're a huge YouTube celebrity. Like, we're celebrating these people. Okay, you're well known. People know you on YouTube. You're famous. You're famous in the United States. Let's say you travel to, I don't know, you travel to maybe a country that isn't, let's say, North Korea. You travel to North Korea. I don't want to use that example because that's pretty extreme, but we're using that example for the sake of the fact that most people in North Korea can't even access the internet, so they can't get YouTube, okay? So let's say you travel, or you're allowed to travel to North Korea, and you can move around. Just hypothetical. This is all hypothetical, of course. And let's say you go there, and nobody knows who you are. Let's say you go visit a pygmy tribe, and nobody knows who you are. All of a sudden, that celebrity status, that fame, means nothing, because nobody knows you. If nobody knows who you are, you're not famous there. You know, it means absolutely nothing. You're just like the next person over. You know, it's, you know where I'm coming from here. Fame is relative to your sphere of influence, your little domain. And outside of that means absolutely nothing. And it's unimportant, you know. And when you're trying to keep that perspective of it, you look at it from the big picture. Why pursue something for the purpose of being famous? What's the point in that? There's a thing called fame and fortune. You know how they mention, oh, I'm going to go seek fame and fortune. Fame and fortune. Those are two different things. Why do they not say fame, fortune, or fortune, fame? Why is it fame? Why do they always say fame and fortune? Two completely separate things. That's what they are. That's why they say fame and fortune. You can have fortune without being famous. And there are plenty of people that are rich out there. Nobody has a clue who they are. There are also people that are famous that are flat broke. Look at all of these musicians, famous musicians, you know, a lot of blues musicians and whatever, rock musicians, whatever, that are flat broke. Some of them deep in debt. They die broke and in debt. They're famous, but you can't eat fame. You can't eat fame. So the bottom line is, what's the point of fame? It's if you're getting into podcasting, and this is why I'm bringing this up, because I've seen this before. People say, oh, you know, I want to be a famous podcaster. I want to be a famous YouTuber. I want to be famous rock star. I want to be famous Hollywood celebrity. Why? What's the point in that? You're completely, first of all, you're I have no way deep in the weeds on this. But first of all, your goals are misguided. That's not the reason to get into any of that for fame. And I'm just saying this because I've seen that pop up, and I saw it pop up recently, and it just like floored me. Like, why? Why would you? That's not a reason to get into that for fame. Fame, first of all, fame is fleeting, as they say, all the old cliches. You can't eat fame. It's not what it's cracked up to be. And it causes more problems than you would believe, actually. So please don't aspire to something because you want to make a name for yourself or be famous at it. Aspire to something because it's something that you want to do or that you believe in or that you have a passion for, that you truly have a passion for. And not necessarily for monetary gain, but because you have a passion for it. And if you have that passion for it and if you really believe in it and you really hone your skills and you're good at it, the other stuff will come. The fortune and the fame, that will come. But don't do it for those reasons. Do it for the reasons in here, for the passion, that something that you want to do that's going to bring you and others around you some real joy. And do it for others as well as yourself, not just for yourself. Something that's going to bring you some real joy. Anyway, that's my... I didn't want to get on a wrong rant, and I did. I'm sorry. As Square Guy says, I've really enjoyed this talk. Thanks. I know I went on to a long rant. I didn't mean to, but it's something I wanted to talk about for a long time because it's been bugging me because I've been... You know what? I got to stay off Facebook so much during the week because I see these discussions and they sometimes you just kind of again fame and fortune and things like that, all the wrong reasons to get into podcasting and YouTubing and all that kind of stuff. It's my opinion. Those are all the wrong reasons for it. The reasons to it is because you enjoy doing it. It's something you want to do. It's a passion. It's fun. It's like what I say about this show. It's fun. When it stops being fun, I stop doing it. Or if I can no longer afford to keep the lights on in the studio or whatever, if I have some other dire reason where I can't do it anymore, hopefully that won't happen, you know, anytime soon, then I'll have to stop. But until then, I'm having a good time because I'm here with you. Okay, that's me. Any comment? Everybody got quiet and everybody left because I'm like, you know, I'm getting on my soapbox again. I know, but it's just, it's one of my passions. Square Guy says, I really enjoy this talk. Thank you. Here's to that, Square Guy. CM Cinder says, ha, 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 I'm still listening. I'm glad you are. Anyway, I want to make a special toast. I want to make a special toast to you who've stuck it out with me for 149 episodes, hopefully more in the future. We do have a break coming up. We do have a 2 to 3 week break coming up in March, just to let you know, heads up. And we do this every year. Every year we take a break in March for 2 to 3 weeks. And that's for me upgrading things in the studio, just taking a break and having a little bit of downtime and getting ready, preparing for the next season, season 4 of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. But we have a couple more to go, a couple more weeks to go before that break. And we're going to do some fun things. That's why I want to show News at 6 before the break, because I think everybody will enjoy it. And I want to show it to you. But I do want to let you know, give you a heads up. We are going to be breaking March, first couple of weeks in March. And then we'll be back a little towards the end of March. And then we'll and I'll let everybody know. It'll be up there so everybody is well aware. And be back with more and better fun. More wine. More fun. Anyway, in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight, and I want to give a toast to you for being part of this community, and for hanging out with me and drinking with Rick, because it does mean so much to me. It really does. And this isn't just the wine talking. It really isn't. This is me talking, aside from the wine. But I want to give you a toast. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, for being part of all this, for giving me a reason to make this happen, thank you very much. And this is to you. Thank you. Because I'm having a great time. I do. I enjoy this each and every week. Tom Antio says, good night. Everybody says, a Square Guy says, happy birthday to both CM Cinder and Drink with Rick. Thank you very much. I want to thank everybody. Here's my final review. Final review on this real quick. Poggio Alcassone, 2014 Toscana. Oh, man, this is a fabulous wine. I really enjoy it. It's a 2014, 8 years old. It's been aging, and it is just... It has mellowed really well. It has aged well. It has matured very well. I'm really enjoying it. It went really well with everything on this platter. I didn't try it with the fruits, by the way. But here's a blackberry. Fruit with fruit. It works. I'll tell you what, it went well with everything. It went well with the pasta, with the lasagna. It went great with the lasagna. It went great with both the cheeses. This was the Cracker Barrel cheddar, and this was, what was this thing again? I keep forgetting what this thing is. Dubliner. This is the Irish Dubliner cheese. It went great with that. It went great with everything on the plate, although there wasn't that much on the plate tonight. But that was for a reason. I wanted to keep it light so we can get right into the content. This is part of the content. What am I saying? It went great with everything. Wow. And it goes great by itself. This is a wine, unlike the wine that we tried last week, which I recommended that you don't drink without food because it was so bold. This is a nice change of pace. Maybe that's part of it. This is a nice change of pace. It's a pretty mellow wine. It's mellowed out with the year 2014. It is nice, smooth wine. Has a nice finish. I love the finish to this wine. I didn't mention that before. I love it. Cherry and strawberry. Yes, a little hint of tobacco. And you know what? I was tasting. What was it tasting? Mint in here. I think the mint's a little more pronounced now, which is cool. Some people don't like mint, but some people do. I happen to love mint. And Square Guy, I think you're not a mint person, are you? But I really like the mint, and I like everything about this wine. It's just a fabulous wine. I have to go pick up a couple more bottles of this while it's still around. I think I bought this one for $10.99 at Trader Joe's. I don't know if there's any of this left over there, the 2014 vintage, but if there is, I've got to run down to the local Trader Joe's and try to pick that up before they're gone. I'm loving this wine. Great wine. All right, next week we have another wine for you. I think another Italian wine right there waiting in the wings, and looking forward to opening that up as well to try it out. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody for joining me here tonight. I want to thank Nancy and Tom. Tom and Nancy, thank you for being here. And my lovely wife, Chi, as always, thank you also for the wonderful platter. And Tim, my good friend Tim, thank you for being here tonight. And great to hear about the success from both your daughters, from both Katie and Sarah. And let me tell you that, check them out. Those who have the links there, check them both out on Instagram and check out Canyon Couture. I think it's a really cool idea. And Tommy's and I have been looking at doing that ourselves. And I think that could be pretty cool. Pretty cool thing to do. So, Tim, great. Thank you for being here. And anyone else who joined me but was not – who was watching but was not jumping into the chat on Facebook, thank you for joining in. Moses Haynes is in the chat, and thank you for joining us. And this was on YouTube. And I didn't see much going on Twitch, except that Square Guy was on Twitch too, and Resu on Twitch, and Tommy as well. And everybody on Twitch, thank you for being here. That Square Guy, of course, and Darcy, I love you guys. I do, and I mean that. Thank you for being here tonight. CM Cinder and Tom Antio as well. And anybody else who was watching, and there were people watching, but not jumping in, but thank you for being here. And anyone else that I missed? Is anybody? Because I don't want to miss anybody. I always like to make sure I get everybody in here if I can. So if not, jump in and say hi. Thank you for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you. I do want to remind you, as I always do, yeah, he's down here. Special guest, my friend, Roadkill Bill. Roadkill Bill is saying, please do not drink and drive. He should know because he's Roadkill Bill. Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel, wherever you are. Just call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a friend, call a cab, or just stay put. Don't drink and drive. It's dangerous for you. It's also dangerous for those around you. Whether you realize it or not, you're not just putting yourself at risk, you're putting others at risk. Think about, even if you don't care about yourself, and I hope you do care about yourself. I care about you, but please care about others around you. Please do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive either, because that's pretty dangerous also. Right, Bill? He agrees. He has to. Back to the floor with you, Bill. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.